Good afternoon, audioboo people. It's December 1st, 2012, and I just want to say good afternoon to everybody listening through audioboo, Facebook, Twitter, wherever, however you've come across this audioboo. Today, as I said, is December 1st, 2012. Today it marks 3 years since I was first diagnosed as having high blood pressure. Apparently, what happened was this is going back 2009. It was a Tuesday evening, and I had supper, had lasagna for supper, and finished watching the news, and went to go to use the bathroom. And while in there, I discovered that my nose started bleeding, and it was bleeding very badly. And like I'd rubbed, I thought it was an itch or something. I rubbed my nose and find blood on the back of my hand. And it kept bleeding and bleeding and would not stop. I used toilet paper, practically a whole roll of toilet paper, and all kinds of ways to stop it, but to no avail. And I was doing this for a couple of hours. So I called the Telehealth Ontario at the time when they just said, oh, just, whatever. Then they weren't really of much help to me. So I decided to go to the emergency, and me and my roommate, who was my girlfriend at the time, Liz, went to the St. Catharines General Hospital to the emergency, and they took my blood pressure and discovered that I had a blood pressure. It was about, I think it was 225 over 125. I don't know, 225 or 250 over 125. Very high, very dangerously high. So I was kept in the hospital and put in ICU and just laid there. And they did stop the nosebleed while I was there. The doctor, I was in a room, and the doctor put this stuff up my nose. And then also too, while I was laying on ICU, they put a thing in my nose to stop the bleeding. And so it had this thing sticking out of it, so I couldn't even eat or drink or anything. Well, I could eat, but drinking, I'd have to watch it that I couldn't, that I didn't get anything there, because it would hit this thing in my nose. It was like this ball thing with this long thing stuck up, and it had two things off the end of it, like tubes could be connected to, but of course there wasn't. But it was in my way. Well, it wasn't really in the way, but it was kind of awkward to drink and to have liquids, so I had to make the best of it. And that was until Friday. Wednesday afternoon, about supper time, I was given a room where I laid there, and most of the day, like I say, I was pretty tired. And then Thursday was better. Friday was up, and I was on medicine. And so then they take me for testing and stuff like that on the Friday morning, and they had given me some medicine. And like, and on Saturday and Sunday, they discovered the night that I discovered that one of the pills that were giving me was causing my heart to go dangerously slow for a few seconds. So it was decided that I would get a pacemaker installed. I was kept there. I was going to go home the Sunday, but they wanted to get my blood pressure down. That was one of the main requirements, that to get it down to a acceptable amount. And so that was like Saturday and Sunday. I was told that they was going to go home, but I was disappointed to know that I wouldn't be. So, excuse me, to make a long story sh to may you know to get right to the point, that they decided to give me a pacemaker. They wanted to check me that night. One more check, just to make sure that I did need it, because the doctor said I only wanted to do it if I absolutely had to have it put in. So my heart, I was given, I was actually dropped from the med from the suspected from the medicine that was suspected in causing my heart to slow down, but there was no change. So subsequently, the doctor decided that they would have a pacemaker put in, and that I would stay in the hospital until such time that it was done. So I was expecting that I would be there for several days, but turns out that right that day there were the specialist was available, so they put the pacemaker in, And on that Monday, which will be the 7th of December, and I was sent home, luckily able to go home the next day. And so it was a bit of, you know, a slow recoup, but I got over it. And so I was quite the adventure, and I'm doing good. My blood pressure is a lot better. I just took it a little while ago, and it was, I had to take a few readings, but I got 110 over 73. I'm going to put up, there's going to be a picture with this boo as well. So I've been cut back on my medicine down to 2 medicines now, so everything's good. And on the road to hopefully get off the medicines, but it's too soon to tell. But anyway, that's my thing. It was three, hard to believe. It was 3 years ago today. So anyhow, that's a wrap, everyone. Take care and God bless. And I'm thankful to be alive, everyone. Have a good day.